Blog Talk Radio.
Silver rings doing big things upon the disc. We gon' make it pop like this. Y'all wanna see what time it is? Man, this is in the name of the law. RZA, Shabazz the disciple, master killer, killer priest. Your boy John Blazini. Let's do it.
Listen, the wise elder spoke. Right as I quote, and open the seal, and reveal these things that will come to pass if you can last through the storm. Man will be tested in all forms. The flesh will be beaten into submission. Forgiveness has been given to spare your life. Still your eyes raised when you greet my wife. Sinful thinking, strong wine and drinking. Led to the destruction of such men as Samson. The grace period given for those who will repent. Those other than the righteous, master killer was sent. The time is at hand as I walk the land. From the UK, back to the streets of BK. Giving sight beyond sight to right the unseen. No amount of treasure can measure the gift given. To speak the unspoken is the chosen.
I need one cup of Dracula's blood. Two virgins dressed in all black to start my sermon. One heart of a merchant, one teeth of a priest. The head of a monk mixed in a bowl with 9/11 souls. I see him in a sign as the reverend was told. I read the scroll but I'm still blindfold. Wait, I need more ingredients. So I look for the seeds of disobedience. Chop off the foot of bush, throw him in a pot. Let him cook every word I jot in this book. I pray the FBI's overlooked. The recipe for America's destiny. Texas squeeze at the dragon. I stab him in the abdomen, feed the Palestinians. Free the Africans, free humanity from the insanity. I planted bleeds, mission cycles of symbols and idols. I skim through Bibles, Qurans, been through temples to old Mars. Stepping through the garden, eating with adventurous angels. God, save us from this outrageous pagans. I spray guns till a barrel's empty. I'm like Moses to Pharaoh's envy. Turning a century, burning in misery. Then,
in the name of Allah, whom we give thanks and praises. Deter us from the wages, watch over your sages. You gave us life, made us upright and raised us. You wrote the book, we live according to your pages. In the name of Allah, whom we give thanks and praises. Deter us from the wages, watch over your sages. You gave us life, made us upright and raised us. You wrote the book, we live according to your pages.
When the revolver spit, you see the bottomless pit. Demons rise out. Shabazz, close the doors, it's God.
Titanium fangs, gold nail enamel. At the holy city of Mecca, on the back of a talking camel. Gray flannel cologne, crazy ammo get blown. Wherever I sit, son, that is my throne. I'm the reason why time started. I be the kind-hearted, trying to bust me, aiming at a blind target. Design of the sublime for the vintage. I control the whole, don't deal with no percentage. Even with a 3.5 mil deposit, your life is still elusive like a CGI composite. With your mind and your body discombobulate, need to regenerate, let your mental seed ovulate. 9 months in the womb of my wisdom, you may find a program to destabilize the system. It cause a glitch, whether bright day or black pitch, we strive to build homes. And stack chips from the ice of Alaska, to the heat of Calabasas. We overthrew the master, we build our own castle. We move the imposter, take it up an octave, as my vibe continues to energize his chakras. Out of Allah's mercy, I speak these verses, to help paint the truth from beneath the surface. To help get the proof from beneath the churches. Defeat Satan and complete the circle.
I move with a strike of elegance, like Saladin on a horseback by Saracens. My flowers open in my passion, the rulers bow heads. But see, I'm quick to that weapon. The face to the house of Mecca, the stone of Abraham. My word alone will enslave a man deeply to the sword of Islam. Though he resides with his mom in the pagan land that sits calm. Praying to the cross of Christ with his wife, but the Quran claims Christ never lost his life. To the crucified punishment of Roman justice. That's why the Bible cannot be trusted.
Give thanks and praises, deter us from the wages, watch over your stages. You gave us life, made us upright and raised us. You wrote the book, we live according to your pages. And for Allah, whom we give thanks and praises, deter us from the wages, watch over your stages. You gave us life, made us upright and raised us. You
leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. They gave leadership to our foreparents and that leadership made them slaves. But we have decided to find a leadership of our own to make ourselves free men. Our great scholars haven't passed through the colleges and universities have thrown away the blessed record. Babylon did it. Assyria did it. France under Napoleon did it. Germany under Prince von Bismarck did it. England under America under George Washington did it. Africa with 400 million black people can do it. If you cannot do it, if you are not prepared to do it, then you will die. You race of cowards. You race of imbeciles. You race of good for nothing. If you cannot do what other men have done, what other nations have done, what other races have done, then you have better die.
Islam, peace and greetings to you all. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I give supreme and exalted honors to our holy and divine prophet, Noble Drew Ali. For without his presence coming to us here in the West, we would be hopeless. I give high honors to the harbinger and forerunner, Marcus Mosiah Garvey, who did stir up the nations and warned of the coming of the great prophet. I give honors to all of the messengers and freedom fighters sent to us in the West. I give honors to all true and divine prophets. And I give honors to you all, for when man honors man, he honors his father, God Allah. In the deliberation of nations, no consideration is given to a people who openly admit that they have no nationality, who admit that they have no nation to which they can look to with pride. No place is set at the welcome table for a people who believe themselves to be second-class citizens and wear the names of a second-class citizen. These names are black, Negro, colored, and African-American. No man has a black skin tone, so to call ourselves by such a name is completely asinine and against the God-given reasoning that we are imbued with. During what has come to be known as Black History Month, we brag year after year about how far we have come, and yet when we analyze the condition of our people, our wealth disparity, and our political ineptness, we are the only people who are going backwards and moving forward at the same exact time. We only control 0.5% of the nation's wealth. Our women are worth $5 to $100 each, while the Euro-American woman is worth well over $40,000 each. Only we can change this. African-Americans, as we have been obscurely called in this nation, spanning back from 2013, will, by the end of 2015, have purchased $1 trillion in goods, products, and services, and yet we make up only 13% of the total population, but we are spending at a rate of growth that outpaces the remaining population by 30%. These numbers make no sense, but it is a fact. While Moorish families, misnomer, blacks and African Americans have higher salaries now more than ever, we must take into account that the population is larger than it was 100 years ago. So with that, things are not getting better. Things are getting worse. We are spending more, as noted in a report from the Urban Institute released in April 2013, which revealed that the quote-unquote black-white wealth gap has widened significantly over the past half decade. It was noted that in 2010, Euro-Americans, or what you call white families, earned on average about $2 for every $1 that Moorish, or what you would call black families, had earned, a ratio that has been the exact same for the past 30 years. In terms of assets, cash savings, homes, retirement accounts, subtracted from debt like mortgages and credit cards, Euro-American families have 6 times the wealth than Moorish American families per capita. Only we can change this ourselves. The richest nation on earth is being made richer by our spending. We have become a race of consumers, like desert sands when it rains. We absorb all and produce nothing worthy as a collective to contribute to the productivity in this American society. We do have exceptions, but whenever we separate ourselves based upon our exceptions, whenever our exceptions are not focused on the whole, but a few, who too would be exceptions, we are then traitors to a whole people who were once taught that they would never be anything but second-class citizens, that non-Euro-American or any Euro-American was bound to respect. You see, only we can change this. We of the Morris Science Temple of America teach that black according to science means death. Many who falsely believe themselves to be black people often ask, what science are you speaking of? But we are speaking of natural science. We are speaking of social science, of economic science, of educational science, and political science, etc. To speak on political science where power is concerned, we are probably the deadest. Let these statistics sink in. According to an article published by the Center for American Progress in 2014, 43% of non-voters are Moorish, or what is known as Hispanic, or other racial and ethnic quote-unquote minorities. That is roughly double the 22% of likely voters comprised by whom this nation has dubbed minorities. More than our Spanish-speaking family are less affluent than likely voters. Almost half, 46% of non-voters have family incomes less than $30,000 per year, while only 19% of likely voters are from low-income families. More than our Spanish-speaking family are less educated than likely voters, while 72% of likely voters have completed at least some college. Most non-voters, 54%, did not attend college. We must change this. Only we can. Here it is obvious that our education affects our willingness to vote, because in voting we see no progress. This is what we are led to believe anyway. If you are not involved in the political process, you are tacitly letting those who do not have your best interest at heart control your economic, social, political, and moral destiny, because a beggar nation cannot attain to the highest of spiritualities in life. This is why crime is the highest among Moors and our Spanish-speaking family, and also among a large group of Euro-American citizens who face the same struggle. It is they who should be called the minority. We are not going to make solutions to our problems just race-specific, however. We will place the emphasis upon our people first and foremost, for it is time for our resurrection. If you do not have money and are being taught that the government is the cause, then you will not waste your time voting for those who you believe to be keeping you down. This critical mistake must be corrected. How can you complain about injustices in a democratic republic when you are not in any way, shape, form, or fashion participatory in its election process? In a representative government, who do you believe will represent you if you do not have someone from among you? From among you, whom you elect locally and or federally, that will represent you and your best interests. Prophet Noble Drew Ali taught that anyone who did not cast that sacred ballot were nothing more than political slaves. And this is why we wonder why we're powerless in this nation. Lyndon B. Johnson, the 36th president of these United States, once proclaimed that a man without a vote is a man without protection. And now we are begging for justice? Why are we not teaching our people to vote? That angel of Allah, although he practiced the Christian faith, that being Martin Luther King Jr., gave us the blueprint for leveraging political power to a whole voting block to get things done for us as a people in this nation. Decades before this, Prophet Noble Drew Ali was instrumental in forming the first true voting block among our people who spoke one way, who thought one way, and moved one way as a nation within a nation. A decade later, Father Divine would become instrumental in the political field by creating a voting bloc of his flock and have politicians eating out of his hands. You see, the only thing more powerful than the American dollar in this American society is the American vote. Your leaders and teachers have been teaching you wrong. Success leaves clues, and yet we remain blinded by misplaced pride, largely due to a false racial construct, i.e., I'm black and I'm proud. No, you are not. The murder rates, the crime rates in general in our inner cities, who can do something about it? Do you not think that the federal government would stop it if they could? If the federal government can take over nations, then surely it can implement measures to quell and extinguish the crime within its own, right? It is not their job. It is our job as a people to do it. The time for useless rhetoric is over. We give honors to our past leaders and current leadership who claim to represent our people. Indeed, your way has sustained us. It has not, however, brought to us a remedy as a whole. Look around. This we are going to change starting today. The Morris Science Temple of America, under its new leaders, will be the centripetal nexus for the organizing of our people nationwide and eventually worldwide. As we mentioned earlier, success leaves clues, and many leaders and organizations have come and given us a piece of the puzzle so that we can resurrect our people. Prophet Noble Drew Ali taught that our problems were social and economic, but in a more profound sense, our problems are moral and spiritual. We will take to the streets with our teachings, which are historically accurate and accurate for our resurrection as a people in this day and time. Just as the Jehovah Witnesses do, we will go door to door with our message. We will not just come with doctrine, but with a plan to bring about the resurrection of the race once and for all. We will set up on the corners of the inner city and teach our words of empowerment. We will form a military unit of disciplined men like the Nation of Islam has with its fruit of Islam. This way we can protect our own and even break up street fights that make their way into social media as if it is some cool trend that should be continued. We will institute for our women the same type of programs that the Nation of Islam has with their Muslim girl training and their general civilization classes. And this, we will raise up women leaders from amongst us who will ransom the nightlife and the facade of fakery for the highlight. This is what is meant by uplifting fallen humanity. We will gather on Friday nights like the church does on its Sundays. The more people we pull into our temples, the less people we have going out to nightclubs on Friday nights. The more sisters wrap their heads, the less money they spend. The Korean hair shop. That finance could go into their financial future or their family's financial future and the financial future of our collective community. We of the Morris Science Temple of America will partner with any Christian church group who feels that the condition of our people can be better. We will partner with the Urban League, the NAACP, the National Action Network, or any other organization that is fighting for the protections against the mistreatment of our people. In order to have power in this nation, two things of the greatest importance must be achieved. The first is economic power, and the second is political power. Economic security, in my opinion, should be established with the formation of political power. We should not wait to have economic security first and then political power. We will be waiting for decades. No, these two things must go symmetrically hand in hand. We must spread our message to our entertainers. We must beseech the assistance of all of our rappers and all of our entertainers in the movie industry to effectively organize their locale. The great rapper, may he rest in peace, Tupac Shakur, spoke on several occasions of having our own political party and forming ourselves as a political power unit within this nation. We must make our message and organization palatable to all of our athletes and seek their assistance in starting our own treasury based upon our own faith. This must be brought to fruition if we are to succeed. We must prove our teachings to college students and professors of the universities to show that these teachings are not like the teachings of other organizations full of fanciful, ahistorical, undocumented, unprovable information, but that we have it as it pertains to historicity as the most accurate of any organization that has been birthed upon these shores. We do not brag, nor do we gloat about this fact. We are just making it plain. We must locate and teach, even debate, at all of the quote-unquote historically black colleges. We must identify all of the quote-unquote African-American student bodies in every college across the nation and bring them home into the truth. In this, we have the streets and we have the colleges. This means we have the youth. This too shall come to pass. The great mind of Brother Dr. Claude Anderson states that we must control four critical things, that being water, food, energy, and medicine. Prophet Noble Drew Ali was trying to incorporate a city, whereas Moorish Americans would have their own mayor, their own chief of police, their own police force, their own sheriff. With our own city, we would control water, food, energy, and medicine. Prophet Noble Drew Ali brought to us the herbs, to heal a nation. With today's herbalists and modern leaps in the field of medicine, the Moorish Americans can and will cure every disease on earth known to man. This will be done in our scientific labs from our own university, the University of Moorish Science. We must liken our collective efforts to nationwide teamwork. We must have our grassroots players ready to hit the streets in force. With the proper education, with a clear vision and plan, we can create a continuous pipeline of not only membership, but registered voters who see the possibilities that our mission entails. Create a card-carrying contingency nationwide. Yes, this too shall come to pass. It is vital that we create a media conglomerate that targets our people and its issue based upon the very thing that interests us. Our goal should be to get at least 20 to 30 million of our people watching and reading our own news programming and reading our own newspapers. In our current state, we only control 35 thousandths of a percent of media. Out of 12,000 radio shows, we only own and control six or seven. We own no television networks or cable channels, maybe with the possibility of the great Oprah Winfrey, who has her own channel. We must create a faith-based banking system so that the checks and balances can really be checked and balanced by people who are not morally corrupt. There is no other system in the world that could compete with the European global banking systems besides the Islamic financial institution. If there is one, please show it to us. Under it, we can eliminate high interest rate mortgages by offering loans with no interest. We can give business loans to those in our community and ask only that they pay back the loan and out of the goodness of their heart, reciprocate the favor with the free will offering out of their business surpluses or a term they choose to mandate themselves. This is group economics. This will put us over the top in 5 short years. This too shall be done. We must, at this juncture, right now, establish think tanks that will bring us the proper plan and strategy to effectively implement and bring fruition to our plans and our goals. If we are able to gather our rappers and entertainers and athletes, we can literally control the 2016 presidential election and the 2018 midterm election. We must raise up politicians from among ourselves, those whom we can trust, those whose interests are our exact interests. Then we are assured that our interests are catered to, as opposed to hoping that the person that we have elected will see them through. Would you vote for me? Of course you would. We must stop referring to ourselves as black people. We must stop referring to the Europeans as white people. This is mental slavery and psychosis, for who among us or them has a black or white skin? We must stop referring to ourselves as minorities. Do we call the European American whom you call white by the label of majority? We are hence enforcing our own mental slavery. If there are those who believe that they are black people, well, let us set up the debate. Put up your top scholars to represent your ideologies, and we shall put up ours. Surely the Morris Science Temple of America will reign supreme. The solutions to our problem can only be solved by us as a collective unit, thinking one way, looking one way, being one way, moving one way as a nation of people existing within the nation. Those who claim to represent the conscious community are set on confusing people with years upon years of rhetoric and reality TV shows producing nothing but hard feelings and hatred. These same people are following those nefarious types who have released the nihilists, anarchists, and atheists into this world. This scab that calls itself the conscious community infects people with their anti-religious rhetoric while praising ancient civilizations who built their whole societies up off of their specific religious tenets and beliefs. How backwards have we become? They do not even know that they blindly follow the people that they claim are controlling the world and are helping to spread their degenerate plans of atheism. We can no longer speak about unity. We must become unity. If your doctrine is false, it must be eliminated. In these days and times, because people are tired of the falsehood and people are tired of the misdirections which have led us nowhere, everything taught will be challenged. It has to be, for these are the things that separate us. We need not ask for what we can have freely within this nation. Do not fight the power. Be the power. We of the Morris Science Temple of America, we shall lead the way.
If you have race pride and love your race, join the Morris Science Temple of America and become part of this divine movement. Then you will have the power to redeem your race, because you will know who you are and who your forefathers were. Because where there is unity, there is strength. Together we stand. Divided, we fall. Come, good people, because Prophet Noble Drew Ali prepared us for this day to redeem this nation from the mental slavery which you now have, and need every one of you who think your condition can be better to step up. This is a field open to strong men and women to uplift the nation and take your place in the affairs of men. The Negro problem is being solved only as it can, and that is by the Moorish National Divine Movement. If you have a nation, you must have a free national name in order to be recognized by this nation as an American citizen. This is what was meant when it was said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added unto you." Go to www.moorishsciencetemple.org to learn more. Peace.
The Morris Science Temple of America presents a blowout book sale. For $20, you can receive all 10 books authored by the Grand Sheik. That's over a $100 value for only $20. With the book, The Movement That Started It All, you will learn about the early history of the Morris Science Temple of America and its founder, Prophet Noble Drew Ali. Books like You the God Man and The Working Tools of the Mind for Self-Help and Self-Development. The book, The Morris Scientist, will delve into the origins of the Moors and the historical records pertaining to the Moors being the ancient Moabites who founded the holy city of Mecca. Learn the reason why nationality is important with the book, Why You Must Proclaim Your Nationality, and much more. Now you can fully educate yourself in the Moorish doctrine. Peace.
Islam, Islam, Islam. This is Grand Sheikh Wael. I want to welcome you all to another season of Moorish Science Radio. I sought to do tonight's show a little different because we have been dealing with a contingency of people that are misleading our people. I called into Sarnetta's show the other night, House of Consciousness, Brother Polite, Brother Red Pill, because it is always my intent to seek to unify first and foremost, even in the battles and even in the debates. Divided, we fall. So nobody has to repeat that mantra. It is a fact. One of the things that we see is that some of these brothers are not for working towards any solution, if we are being honest with ourselves. They are only for working with themselves. So when we title tonight's show, Who Will Lead Us? This is what we are referencing. Not just this instance, but nationwide. It is time for us to bring the leadership together. It is time for us to bring responsible, thinking men and women to the table so that we could have a productive discussion about how to move forward. And in this, I am calling upon all of you who are tuned in tonight, all of you who are listening, to put aside your biases, to put aside your hatred, to put aside your Euro-contrived atheism. For without the European, where does your non-religious rhetoric derive? Who can name a time that we as a people, any time in the history of our people, did not have a religion? Now we have religion, and all of a sudden we are against religion and wondering why our society has fallen into moral decay and decadence. See it posted all upon our Facebook timeline, shaking my head, savages, this, that, and the third. Well, what do you expect from a people who has torn the moral fiber from out of their lives? People that listen to some of you who believe that religion is somehow a pariah. This is exactly what the quote-unquote powers that be wanted. It wanted us out here just the way that we are as a people right now. And we are suffering. And so this radio show was to put a call out to all responsible brothers and sisters who are ready to do something. I want to take calls early tonight. If you have any questions, you have any comments, you have any concerns or any complaints, please raise your hand now. Press the one button. I'm going to start by taking the first hand that I see up, calling in from a 720 area code ending in 1098. Islam.
Islam.
You're on Moorish Science Radio.
Islam, Islam, more Islam, check radio. This is Auto Choice. Auto Choice Hill in Denver, Colorado.
Islam.
Arise and divine circle of light again, pure perfected praise to the author of the world of wise, flourish, American Jesus called Father God of Love. And give honors to all those lords who came before me and all those lords who will come after me. Islam.
Islam.
But brother, you have awakened a tremendous truth, and it's you back on the air. And I'm so honored to speak with you on your platform about unity. I have been involved with many circles of schools of thought. And I've been accepted in churches. I've been accepted in Sunni mosques. I've been accepted in NOI mosques. I've been accepted in the Kemetic community, in the Marcus Garvey community. And we have to continue to keep our fezzes on, our nationality in front of us, and remind these brothers what it's really all about. What it really was about for their leaders, and to make sure that they do not go astray from chasing any of the false gods that America and the Europeans preach around the world.
Islam.
I'm honored to be here with you at the end of Ramadan. So Ramadan Mubarak. So I'm
Ramadan
Kareem. Out there.
Ramadan.
And thank you. Zakalat. And thank you for speaking well about worshiping. Worshiping in the form of the higher self, things that bring love, things that bring morality amongst men. The reflection that we see on the Facebook or any of the social medias are sometimes ugly due to the fact of lack of morality in what they worship. Everything that you do is a form of worship, and we have to remember that by every step that we sit with our children, every word that we breathe in front of our mates. This is a form of worship. And we have to remember that our actions are going to be magnetized by those who see us. So we must have a strict guideline, a strict constitution, a strict bylaw on how we treat ourselves, number one. Number two, our families. And number three, our societies that we live in. Islam.
And you are absolutely correct. And these principles that you just spoke on, these are universal principles. So common sense principles. But somewhere over the past 30 years, our people have lost the ability to reason soundly. We are looking for something that is non-existent. We are trying to buy tickets to Fantasy Island. We are trying to buy Brooklyn Bridges and put them in the back seats of our cars. We are looking for everything besides the thing that will make things better, not only for ourselves, but for our people. We teach in our doctrine, as you well know, that every living thing is bound by cords to every other living thing. So we cannot put ourselves in our own house and have our own car, and you know, we have our family and we go about our business and be about our way. Well, this is the way we are led to believe. This is not an American dream in that sense. That is a nightmare, because the have-nots will constantly look at what you have, and the only thing they know is to take, because they were never taught how to create. And this is where we come in at. As Moorish American Muslims and members of the Moorish Science Temple of America, who are not just beholding to a strict adherence of our doctrine without any outside influence. No, that is not what this movement is about. For our prophet said there is still much wisdom for us to be learned. So we take that which is right, we take that which is exact, and we augment it into what we have now, and we expand it. And this is how we bring about the remedy to our situation as a people. Till then, nothing changes. So I pray that you, brother, out there in Denver, Colorado, and I know some more out there as well, are ready to take the next step and organize. I pray that everybody who is listening on this phone, was listening on this show tonight on their phone, via the internet, etc., are ready to take the next step so that we can organize. Let's stay and constant communication with each other. Let's Skype or Google Hangouts every single week. Let's get on conference calls until we get it right.
Islam, boy, you are absolutely right. We do need to fund our own organizations. Nike is not going to come and help. McDonald's is not going to come and help. We need to stop these things, and we need to look at who's going to fix it, and it's only going to be us. I'm hearing from the conscious community that they do want a nation. I hear it, and y'all know you hear it too. It's all over the social media. They do want a nation, and it's only the ego that keeps them from not looking at the original nation that they originated from. The original nation, the Moorish Science Group of America, has been here for now over 100 years, staring at them, saying, "Here's your nation. Here's your bylaws. You don't have to believe in any religious doctrine per se, but you do have to believe in the oneness of Allah. You do have to understand how all things are bound down by cords. We are affected by everyone around us. You do have to understand the Circle 7 Holy Quran and the meanings of what's going on in our nation. And if you do have race pride, join the Moorish Scientific America." This has been something that's been propagated over 100 years, and only those who have egos look away and try to reinvent the wheel. Like you said, if anything is wrong in our nation, we will ball it up, throw it against the wall, because we don't stand for anything that's wrong. We will scrutinize ourselves. We'll be willing to be challenged, willing to be debated. We will stand for any type of uprightness, any type of uplifting. We will not hide. We will not duck. We will stand here in our community waiting for them to accept themselves, because this is only the way that you're going to go somewhere. We are now watching the demise of what we thought were our communities, but we did not realize that we didn't build a community. We were just sit-ins. We were just people who sat in someone else's seat. We did not run it as a nation, and so therefore we were treated like refugees. And you cannot be upset about these facts. You cannot be upset about these statistics that the so-called black family has lost over half of its wealth since the so-called black president has been in office. If you want his black, well, here's your black president. He is not a Moorish president. He's a black president. And he behaved that way. He did no acknowledgement.
Let me just say, it is our policy among the Moors that I've been with. We are trying to create alliances. We are not trying to alienate. We are not trying to look at, you know, President Obama because what can he really do from a federal level that we cannot do from the state level? We have to shift our thinking in that regard. Prophet Noble Drew Ali didn't rely upon the President of the United States. He gathered us locally. We built up an economic and a political base from 1925 to 1928 elections in Illinois. By then, all of the politicians, they were bowing down to us. And one of the Moorish Guide articles, it said that Governor Lynn Small will possibly be interviewed by Prophet Noble Drew Ali. Not that the governor would interview Noble Drew Ali, but that Noble Drew Ali would interview the governor himself. This is in the Chicago Guide newspaper, which shows us how much power that we have. So we cannot place any blame or anything on Barack Obama. I think Barack Obama has made great strides, actually, over the past few months in initiating programs that we can take advantage of, but it's on us now to get up and take advantage of them. Case in point, my brother's keeper, a mentorship program for young men. This is something that we need. Papa Noble Drawley speaks about that. Young men, we have the Young Moorish Business League. We have a chapter in our Moorish Quran, Beware, Young Men, et cetera, or the Holy Instructions for Young Men. I may be saying it wrong, forgive me. But
you're talking about Islam.
Yeah, that's in place federally now, so we can take advantage of that now.
Islam, and you're absolutely right. I did not mean to.
That's what we're building for.
Separation.
Let me say more. This is what we're building for. We are building so that we can change a specific type of mindset that we all have propagated at some point in time. And this is what this radio show helps us to do. It helps us to now focus on the solution as opposed to what we perceive the problem is, or even the problem itself. This is why it is said by our prophets the Negro problem is being solved. That's
the way
it's
only the
that's
way
the
that Negro
is.
That's right.
So thank you for calling in more. I want to go to the next caller, and we're going to do this every week. So peace and love to you, Moore.
Peace.
All right, I'm going to go to my next caller. This is my brother, Grand Sheik, Chadwick Taylor L. Islam, Moore, can you hear me?
Islam, beloved, I can hear you. All is well.
Islam, beloved.
All right, indeed. First, I want to give all praise to Allah and honor to all the prophets and the messengers who have come. And a special honor to Nova Jurali for bringing that holy breath to give us in this day and time something that we can truly pick up and move with. The reason I wanted to come on, I just wanted to give a shout out to anybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Saturday, we will be having a meeting. We will have the first session, which will be 1 hour, will be educational to help us understand why more doesn't mean black, how nationality is applicable in this day and time, and making us more comfortable and to be able to go out and explain our Moorish heritage and why we don't have to do a blood test. Why, you know, so it's more about that degree for the first session, which is educational, and the second session is spiritual. Meaning we're going to take the Quran of the Morrison Temple of America, the Quran of Mecca, the Bible. I have a few Confucius quotes for this week for us to ponder on to help build that character and alleviate those weaknesses of ourselves that we're trying to perfect with that seven. So that's what the second session will be about. But afterwards and before, I will be meeting people as they come in and as they go, and we're trying to set up immediately counseling. If you have any type of skills or any type of hardships where you know you are adept in, like I have a sister reaching out about domestic violence. She's been through that. We can set up her counseling project for her to be able to help others when they come in. We need people that have been through alcoholism. We need people that are married and have a functional family for others to come in and receive that counseling just to make sure they're on the right path or if they're having a hardship. So we're setting up counseling sessions, and outside of that, we're hitting the streets here in Dallas. So we're moving. It's no walking and just talking and playing and identifying the problems over and over and over and over, because that's not going to get us nowhere. So we're about the solution. And this your brother, Taylor L. You can contact me at 405-318-3995. And peace and love, brother Abba. Thank you for allowing me to speak. Peace.
Oh, Islam. I'm going to keep your line open more. So if you want to stay on, you can definitely stay on. You know, I want to give you a shout out and say honors because, you know, what you're doing out in the Dallas area is something that we have been trying to get many Moors to do over the past few years that have become connected with this particular temple group. And, you know, many people are looking for someone to hold their hand through the whole process as opposed to taking the initiative and making it happen. So I want to give high honors to you, Moore.
Praise Allah, Moore. That's all I can say. Praise Allah. You cook.
Indeed. All right, I'm going to open up the line for the next caller. Area code 703, ending in 6932. Islam, welcome to Moorish Science Radio. You're on the air.
Islam, that's what we do. Come on, tell me.
Islam, beloved.
Yeah, I'm definitely liking what I'm hearing, man. I'm definitely liking what I'm hearing. I definitely I didn't want to take too much time. I can go through amounts of things that I agree with, College, Brothers, Keeper Initiative, Unity, but I want to touch on something that us that actually participate in the, you know, what they consider civil rights movement have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. That's a simple sacrifice. All of the different motives, motions, ideas, ideals that have been presented to us, that's great. But if the people don't have the sacrifice inside of their heart to manifest it, that's why we're in a position we're at now. We'll go to work for 8 hours and work for the same beast that we complain about and do good work. But we don't give that same commitment. I'm not saying we as a whole. I'm saying the large consortium of Moors don't give that same commitment to ourselves. So that's the reason I'm on the line now, is because you have been an advocate of this same thing for so many years. So now you've made yourself a beacon of light for people to reach out to that are really serious about nation building. And that's what I want to touch on more. All across the nation, whoever's listening, we're going to have to sacrifice. If we're working jobs to pay our bills, salute. But you still got to put that 4 to 8 in, 14, or maybe even more, because the things that our people are up against, they're moving in God's speed. And the different programs that are accessible to our people that can really put them in a real at-ease situation are very few. For those who are really, you know, look around their communities and know the political system, et cetera, they know that there's not really a first response. I heard the word contingency. There's not a contingency plan across the board. So if shit hits the fan, then you're pretty much just SOL.
Islam, and then there's Islam. I gotta say, we don't use profanities on Moorish Science Radio, beloved. I know you.
Oh, I need to know. I'm sorry.
I know you flowing. I know you.
Okay.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. Yeah, we'll do. Definitely. Go ahead, beloved.
I appreciate that. I'm not even coherent right now or rehearsed. So I apologize about that.
To keep it really
plain and simple, I just want to touch on the sacrifice. I like what you're saying. I do feel that we are going to have to have more commitment to projects, support. That's another thing. People come out with good programs, and then instead of supporting, people want to critique, emulate stuff into a program and start themselves, and then you have 100 defused programs. We got to change that mentality and actually, there's a program that works. If there's a program that works, you got to support it and duplicate it. So if the brother was talking about the other brother in Dallas, now if there's something that works and it can work in Dallas, that means it could work in every state. It could work across the nation. We know there's no way, if we're not unified in our mind, there's no way our bodies are going to do anything together if we're not unified in our mind. So obviously we know there's a lot of different things we're up against. Definitely want to give a shout out to the brother Abba and the rest of the family for, as I said before, actually continuing in the great work, because there's not a lot of times where we even get no pats on the backs, no confetti, no candles, no cakes, no thank yous. And we're up long hours putting in real work, and there's no credit given. I think there should be credit given, so I definitely want to show my appreciation to the family and all the brothers across the nation that are sacrificing. Again, it's Abdul Qaddus. Islam.
Islam. Peace. Honest to you, beloved. Honored. Now, you know, you think about what the brother just said. It was a critical aspect, because he noted that whenever someone comes up with a plan or an idea, instead of everybody collectively working on that plan, somebody tries to branch off and duplicate it themselves and then try to do it themselves. And it just always collapses. When you go back and you look at it, more times than not, it just collapses. And what you effectively do is bring all the people that you have influence over, over there with you, and then you bring them into this house of cards, and the next thing you know, nothing. So, you know, that was an excellent point that the brother made up. Shout out to the brother, Abdul Qaddus. We're going to be doing some great things together as well in the very, very near future. I want to go to the next caller, area code 682, ending in 4037. Islam, welcome to Morris Science Radio. You're on the air.
Islam, my brother. This is Brother G. Sharbay.
Islam,
I first like to give rise and give praise to Allah and honors to His divine prophet, extend honors to the prophet Marcus Garvey, who said, up, you mighty race, and accomplish what you will. And when the will of man and the will of Allah are one, the resurrection is a fact. You know, this form is very, you know, needed. The discussion is needed. A lot of times we discuss some of the problems and issues that's affecting our communities, affecting the movement nationwide and to be honest, worldwide. But I want to touch on something that a brother said. Just like I said, when the will of Allah and the will of man are one, the resurrection is a fact. It's giving you right then and there the solution to a lot of our problems. The solution to a lot of our problems is self. We have to look in the mirror and start taking responsibility for our lives and for our communities. There's no more playing the blame game, pointing the fingers at the Europeans, the government. It starts with you. If one is able to unify with inside themselves. Chapter 3, like you mentioned, every living thing is bound by cords to every other living thing. But it also goes on and said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will love and not demand love in return. See, when you realize that you connected with everything in creation that Allah put before you, then it's very easy for you to connect with your brothers and sisters when the mission is being presented to you, put in front of you. A lot of the problem is you talk about this disunity and nobody want a nation build. It's because they haven't unified with inside their mind yet. They haven't made purity and love their very own. So they not ransomed from the pearls of their lower self, because they practice their lower self the minute they decide that they're going to attack you for doing something that is right. So they don't want to build. They want to talk about building, but they actually don't build nothing. Their house is made of straw. So when you tell an individual we need to lay a solid stone for a solid foundation, they can't understand that because they're not unified with inside their minds. So if they can't be unified inside their own self, they're not going to reach out across the aisle to be unified with somebody that's trying to do something right. The lesson is that is that we need to reach towards the brothers that's reaching back towards us. And then from that, you build the coalition strong enough to weed out all that nonsense, that spookism, that hatred, you know, everything that pertains to the lower self. Some of these guys have to be out with the old and has to be in with the new. And I'm not talking about new, I'm not, when I say out with the old and in with the new, I'm not talking about age. I'm talking about the mentality of division. Marcus Garvey said, our biggest enemy is disunity.
Disorganization.
So if that's the biggest enemy of our people, but yet they run around the streets with the of black and green, but truly out of principles of Marcus Garvey, how then can they unify with brothers and sisters who's trying to honor the the principles of Marcus Garvey? They can't do it. So this is a great forum and a great platform to say, hey, because I honor, see, when a man sit back and say, I'm calling for anybody who want a nation build, no matter where you from, no matter what sector of society you're at, you have to look at that individual and say, that individual is moved by the holy breath. He's moved by the spirit of Allah. Because Allah dictates that we unify with everything in his creation. So ones have to give you honors. One have to give the brother telling ill honors. Brothers have to give brothers that's in other location honors when they're trying to do the right thing. Not fight against it, but join it. Because all these people, all these individuals that got YouTube postings, get on Facebook, that's not no glory in that. I'm just being honest. There's no glory in that. The glory comes in is when you can reach across the aisle and put away your differences for the betterment of your community and society, that you can see common ground in moving us all forward instead of just worrying about a sector of the people moving forward. That's what's wrong. Moors teaching garbage, individuals saying Moors ain't real, individuals saying Hebrew Israelites ain't real, people saying Christians is this, Muslims is that. It's ridiculous, because what is it doing for our people?
Nothing.
And to talk about change, the change ain't going to take place unless everybody starts to refocus on some things. Number one, education. Number one, political involvement. Number two, being part of the same systems that you saying corrupt, put our people in them places to make those systems just and righteous. If you don't have no representation in those systems, how do you expect to get justice from them same systems if there's no participation in them? See, people don't want to talk about the hard realities and the truths, because we've been taught to participate in these things, all of a sudden you're an agent. To participate in these things, are you not a real Moorish American? Where we can't sit at the sideline and think that the European psychology is going to continue to work on us. Because we know we have to put our people in those positions in order to affect real change. I was just watching a program today. They're talking about the influx of Asiatic children in the school system now. But yet, they try to program for the last 5 years to hire Asiatic teachers, but we're not heeding the call. It has only increased by 4%. 90-some% of all teachers are European or non-Asiatic. What do you think that leaves our kids, the image, the lasting image within the classroom? So when your child comes with a different curriculum than what you expect the child to have, then why you didn't participate in the process? Why you ain't go to the school board meetings? See, we got to take responsibility for things ourselves. We have to start teaching and start being participants within inside our own communities. That's why when the brother Taylor Ear talk about getting out and doing this and getting, that's what you need. Because that's what the Moors of old used to do. They used to get out in the communities, red fezes and turbans on their head, marching, going door to door, food drives, after school programs. But now it's none of that. It's rhetoric on Facebook, rhetoric on YouTube. That's not going to get us nowhere.
No doubt. So honors more for calling in and giving your measure. Beautiful, beautiful measure. And, you know, to reiterate what the brother was saying, when you look at where we are as a community of people nationwide, and you understand that you can't have 90%, 80, 70, 80, 90% populace in any locale, and then think that you are somehow going to bring in European police officers and that these people are going to have your best interest at heart. That's just not how this thing works. It's just not how it works at all. And what the brother brought up about the teachers, the lasting impression is that only Europeans can teach us what we need to be teaching ourselves. And I mean, you know, some of this stuff, it's so crazy for me to repeat and say that it's cliche, but the fact of the matter remains that nothing has changed. And being that nothing has changed, we're forced to keep talking about it. And in doing so, we must bring it to fruition. And this is why I stressed my opening that these things shall come to pass. In order to change the fact that our children are being taught by people that may not have their best interest at heart, or it leaves a psychological imprint upon their minds that we are not capable of teaching them properly, because every school that they went through, from grade school to college, it was predominantly Euro-American teachers, then we are at blame for not having the proper institutions established. And it is time to hold certain people's feet to the fire, not by speaking about it or speaking radical about those groups, but by making moves and showing the fruits produced thereof. So with that, I want to go to the next caller. Area code, was this the 443 ending in 2325? Islam, welcome to Morris Science Radio.
Islam, how you doing, brother?
Islam, beloved.
I just wanted to ask you a question.
Islam, man.
Talk about what you wrote in your book. I want to know if you could explain to the people how the Moorish Science Symbol of America is to be utilized in regards to when you're speaking about economic growth and development. For those who have businesses or those who are interested in starting their business, how can the Moorish Science Symbol be utilized in regards to the endeavors that Moors may have properly? Because you have a lot of ideas out here floating around. And so I wanted to know, can you give your take on the proper way to structure your company from based on our tenets or the Islamic perspective, and how, you know, the more science symbols can be of some assistance to.
Okay, that's an excellent, excellent question, because it gives us now an understanding of how the Morris Science Temple of America is set up. When you go to the Illinois religious statute, that what it's called now, it's derived from Hurd's revised statute, and it speaks about the incorporation of the political organization of which Prophet Noble Drew Ali amended the civic organization that was incorporated to become the religious organization. It says, it speaks about whatever name they shall choose, and they shall become a body politic and corporate. An LLC, for instance, cannot be a member owner of a religious organization, a church, temple, mosque, et cetera, et cetera. However, to the contrary, a religious organization can be an owner of an LLC, S Corp, C Corp, et cetera. So you show unification business-wise by opening up your trucking company underneath the Morris Science Temple of America. The Morris Science Temple of America is listed as the member owner of that entity. You open up your restaurant, your fish market, your laundromat. You open all of these things up under the Morris Science Temple of America. You list the entity, the Morris Science Temple of America, as the member owner of that business that you are trying to incorporate. And it's really that simple. It's really that simple.
Yeah, and I also, you know, they have a host of new entities emerging. Well, they're not new. They've been on a record, on the books, like the L3C. You got B Corporation, which are socially responsible organizations. They could be Islamic. They could be humanitarian. It's also, when you list your mission statement and you organize, go get your articles of organization, and you structure it, you know, you should be structuring it with, well, at least my opinion is, with love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice as the sole reason by which you're trying to do it or do business, because there's a lot of benefits that are available that people don't have to, like, get, thinking that, you know, in some way that you're trying to do the system. So, you know, I just want to.
Oh, definitely. Honors more. Yes. When, I mean, you know, more, there's various entities that can be established by our movement. There are things that the Morris Science Temple of America can produce. There's a website I tell everybody to go to. It's called taxthechurches.org. And I want everybody that's listening right now, when we finish with this show, I want you to read this link. It's a group of atheists. The atheists are going hard right now. This is why when I look at the conscious community, I really see a great level of ineptitude. I really do. The people that try to bang on religion, they do not know that they are following the Euro-Americans in this regard. They simply do not. So taxthechurch.org gives a breakdown of how much money churches, religious organizations, nonprofits, but they specifically focus on churches, pull in every year, tax-free money. You have one group that bakes their own bread and sells it among their membership, tax-free. So let's just say we get out in force. We got 20 million members across the whole United States of America, and we start making Moorish American bread. I don't know what we would call it, but we sell that to the membership for the benefit of the Morris Science Temple of America. Oh, this is tax-free. This is tax-free. We don't have to incorporate to sell to the membership. This is why having what I said earlier, being one way, thinking one way, just being organized into one structure helps us so much. But the people that we are battling against, which are largely our own people, minions of those whom Albert Pike, he said, we shall release the nihilists and the atheists into the world and bring about a formidable social cataclysm. And now our own people have picked up the flag of atheism, and now they don't want to do anything. They believe that they can gather themselves together, 30 or 40 or 50 of them, reach out to maybe 200 or 300, maybe 400 people, and they believe that they're actually doing something. When if we have one community, it wouldn't put no benefit on one person or that person's organization. It would put the benefit on everybody. And this is why you hear me speak about Islamic financing all of the time, because it is the only system it's the only system in the world that can compete with the European banking system that we have now. And we have to start thinking in this regard. We have to start thinking that way. Because if we don't, we're just going to keep repeating the same cycle over and over again. We're going to keep having these same conversations over and over again. And I'll stop doing the Blog Talk radio shows because I got tired of talking. But right now we have racial tensions going on. We have the Rachel Dolezal, I can't pronounce her name, forgive me, situation where she claims no matter what, she still claims that she's black. She just said the other day, I'm not an African American, but I do consider myself black. Okay, then what is black? Now we have to interject ourselves back into the conversation because we are the masters of this subject. All of these things play a vital role in our understanding and our moving forward as a people. A vital role. A vital, vital role. So, you know, definitely, beloved, I'm glad you asked that question because people need to know, how is it that we move as one unit under the Morris Science Temple of America? How do we structure businesses and things of that nature? And there are two ways. We can incorporate LLCs, S-Corps, C-Corps, and we could also establish nonprofits up under the movement to be fiscal agents for the temple, to launch donation drives, do coat drives, do food drives, receive donations. People all over the world will assist us once we start doing for ourselves, but they don't see us doing anything. And the people that fight us, they can't really beat us. They throw stones from behind a wall, hoping that they hit us. But at the end of the day, like I mentioned earlier, what we have is just historically sound, it's philosophically sound, it's morally sound, everything that we need, economic plan. The economic plan is simple because other nations are already here doing what needs to be done. We don't have to look any further than the local business that's thriving in our neighborhood and emulate that, and which will probably be a Christian-based business. Emulate that. The blueprints are right in front of us. It just doesn't take any rocket science to do this. It really doesn't. This thing is simple. People want to battle ideology. And if you want to have a battle about ideology, well, warrior scholars are here. It's just as simple as that. So definitely, you had any more questions or comments?
Nah, brother. I appreciate this.
Say that again, Moore.
I have no other questions, man. I appreciate the time. Thanks for answering the question.
Oh, honors, honors, Moore, honors. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Area code 901, ending in 7999. Islam, welcome to Morris Science Radio. You're on the air.
Islam, Morris.
Islam.
Hey, Brother Al, this Brother Warren. Is your caller from Memphis, Tennessee?
Islam, brother.
Just wanted to give a shout-out to you guys and also to Brother Chadwick Taylor Hill. Just enjoying the show. You guys keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Take care.
Honest, brother, honest. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, and thanks for the support. Okay, with that, we don't have any more callers. Nobody else with their hands up. Rather, if you have any questions or comments, please hit 1. If you want to call in, if you're listening online, please, the telephone number is 323-870-4164. I want to take the time out to say that we do what we do out of our own dime. And being that we are a religious organization, we do ask for donations. So if you feel that this show, if it just helps to stimulate your mind, if you are familiar with any of my works or will become familiar with them, please go to www.morrisciencetemple.org. There's a donate link on the website. Send a donation. Help us by helping you. Because we're doing this because we feel that the people need it. I have been getting hit up in my inbox for the past few months. Get back on the radio show. Get back on the radio show. People need to hear you. People calling me saying the same thing. I'm like, I don't want to do it. I'm tired of talking. It's time to get busy. But at the end of the day, we still have to have a media because they are using their media to shape. Watch CNN. Every time a cop shoots, kills, hurts somebody, CNN always brings on an officer or former law enforcement person, and they always side with the cop. I don't care how wrong the officer was and what he did. The law enforcement person, the special guest that they bring on, always sides with the officer. Why is that? Why have somebody on who's going to just side with the officer? It doesn't make any sense. And this is what happens when you do not control your own media. Because guess what we would do if we had our own media? We would bring officers on that will tell why that action was wrong. CNN does it every single time. They just did it yesterday with the sister, what's her last name, Bland, that apparently hung herself in a prison cell. Why she hung herself is being investigated right now. But nevertheless, we have to make moves, people. And I'm going to stress that over and over again. I mean, you don't need me to tell you that. You know what it is. Let's link up. Let's build. It's time to build. Me and the brother Abdul Qudus have been building, who called in earlier, and we are setting to do a college tour. If you want to assist in that regard, please, contact me, lordabba@gmail.com, morrisscientemple@gmail.com. Hit me up on Facebook, Sheik Way L. Facebook finally let me change my name from Abba Lord to Sheik Way L. So, let's build. And if nobody else raises their hand, then we're going to just end the show right here and right now. And, I want to thank you all for listening in. Okay, we have somebody that raised their hand. Area code 214, ending in 6679. Islam, welcome to Morris Science Radio. You're on the air.
Islam, Lord Abra. What's up, brothers?
Islam.
Brother Shante Finliel, Dallas.
Islam, beloved.
Hey, brother, you know what's funny is I had crashed my phone, and I was without a phone for 3.5 weeks. And the moment I got my phone turned on, the first text I saw was to this show tonight. So it was right on time. I know you're trying to end the show, brother. I just wanted to say a couple of things, and I'll keep it short. First of all, I want to give honors to Brother Chadwick L. And I'll let anyone in the Dallas-Fort Worth area know who's listening to the show. This young brother's wise beyond his years. When I met the brother, instantly we had a brotherhood and love. And I'm just honored to be to get a chance to work with the brother and get this movement here in Dallas, working. And I just wanted to say that every brother that came on tonight, I felt we was synchronized, because I was thinking and feeling the same way. One thing that and Brother Chadwick L. touched on it regarding, a lot of times that we see in the conscious community is that a lot of people lack basic life skills. And what happens is, when you lack those basic life skills, no matter how much knowledge, how much money you get, eventually the lack of those basic life skills will soon take over in a moment of strife and stress or confrontation. So what the brother Chadwick L. was pointing out is, hey, we have counselors. If you've been, spousal abuse, domestic violence, whatever's going on in your life, we have to understand that, dissect that, analyze that, and help people move past that first before you can take on other skills and other challenges and other responsibilities. Because if you can't understand those inner workings of yourself, you can't handle when things get into a stressful situation. So I just want to say honors again to Brother Chadwick L. for pointing that out and making that available to the people, because that is very, very, very important. Because when we look at even our athletes that, makes hundreds of millions of dollars and they become poor, 5 years or 6 years after they retire, why is that? Because most of them lack basic life skills. And that's one thing about the Morris Science Temple that's always attracted me, was we just didn't deal with just the religion aspect. It was the political, the inner workings of our soul. Hold on 1 second, man. Daddy's on the phone. And all these components of being an upright man. So I just want to say honest to all the brothers, because all of them touched on it within their own vernacular. But I'm just honored to be a part of it, brother. You know, you and I, we get long-winded when we talk by ourselves. So I'm going to cut it off right there, man. But I just wanted to point that out and let everyone know that, you know, no matter where you come from or, you know, what discipline that you subscribe to, you know, we're here. And that's why it's called More Science, because science is all-inclusive. So I just want to end it on that, brother, and honor to all the brothers that called in and everyone that's listening.
Honors to you, Moore, honors to you. So with that, we're going to end the show. And, you know, I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. I hope this message resonated with you. I hope that you're ready to do something. And like I said a few minutes ago, what we need to do is simple. It is your own bias that is holding you back. It is your own ideological difference that is holding you back. And as mentioned earlier, divided we fall. We cannot build if we're divided. And you cannot get on the cameras and then post up YouTube videos and you're always bashing some or subliminally bashing somebody's religion or somebody's concept or somebody's ideology. You cannot do this and think that you are an agent of unification. In fact, you are an agent of disunity. And I'm going to put many of these brothers' feet up under the fire real soon. So be on the lookout. We are trying to get up in these colleges and get up in these streets and do what needs to be done for our people. So I want to end this show by saying, do not fight the power that is senseless. Become the power. And when you become the power, then you'll have the power to redeem our people from the things that we suffer from most. And with that, I want to say peace and love to you all.
Shout out to Morocco, what's going down? This your boy Meth, Mister that is, capital M, capital E, capital F. I'm here to speak upon things, one of your hometown favorites. My boy Silver Rings doing big things upon us. This, we gonna make it pop like this. Y'all wanna see what time it is, Man, this is in the name of Allah. RZA, Shabazz the Disciple, Master Killer, Killer Priest, your boy John Blazini. Let's do it.
Listen, the wise elder spoke. Right as I quote, and open the seal, and reveal these things that will come to pass if you can last through the storm. Man will be tested in all forms. His flesh will be beaten into submission. Forgiveness has been given to spare your life. Still your eyes raised when you greet my wife. Sinful thinking, strong wine and drinking.